Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So today I wanted to talk about something that I wrote on my Medium about idea generation and coming up with ideas, kind of like the brainstorm session, I guess. So there's a quote, and it comes from a book by Jack Foster called How to Get Ideas. It's at first, ideas seem as hard to find as crumbs on an oriental rug. Then they start to come in bunches. When they do, don't stop to analyze them. If you do, you'll stop the flow, the rhythm, the magic. Write them down and go on to the next one. Analysis is for later. And when I first heard this, it just kind of stood out to me. One, because I love oriental rugs. I think they're really cool. My grandma had some really cool rugs, and it was a cool way of thinking about it. Like, I could actually think about that as a little kid, finding like little crumbs in the rug. And when you're trying to come up with ideas, just let them come. It's like this idea that a lot of businesses have, or creative groups, when they're coming up with ideas, they just let them come. And they don't say no to anything. They're just like, okay, sounds good. And they write it down, and then they have that idea for later, just in case that they need it, and it helps them out a ton. And How to Get Ideas was a book that I read in university. And if you want to know more about like how to get ideas, I would recommend checking out that book. But back to the quote, the principle of collection, it applies not only to art, but also to writing, to design, and many other facets of life. And coming up with ideas for stories that I'm writing, or a YouTube video, or a podcast, a lot of times it's just writing down ideas or letting those ideas flow in my head. Sometimes I don't write them down. I just kind of let them flow in my head, and I'm like, okay, sounds good. And then kind of decide from there. This was one that I was like, hey, I really loved this topic and I want to dive into it a little bit deeper. So when we're in that brainstorming phase, or what John Cleese, he was in Monty Python, he talks about that open mode opposed to a closed mode where you're trying to get things done. Open mode is a mode of free play, basically, just trying out new things, kind of like in Minecraft. It's the creative mode, and you're able to kind of whittle down, just kind of get the gunk off your pen and come up with these really cool ideas. So when you're in that brainstorming phase, it's important, especially with a group, like I said before, to just gather ideas as they come. Don't deny any, just let them come. And first comes that open mode of freedom and creativity, then follows that closed mode of analysis and kind of finding what works best. But if we jump right into analysis and trying to break things down, sometimes we're gonna run out of ideas or never get to those ideas that are actually really good. If you're just taking those first ideas that come, that's kind of the gunk off of your pen. They're not gonna be the most amazing ideas. So it's important that we are patient with ourselves and we're patient with ideas as they come. Cause like, if we start analyzing right off the bat, there's a danger of just getting stuck. And like I said before, not accomplishing much. This is why it's very important, almost imperative, that you gather those ideas and ask questions later. And this can be likened to dungeon crawlers and kind of RPGs in a way. After defeating a boss, there's a loot drop. And for many of these games, the loot drop has a set time limit before it disappears so that the game doesn't become cluttered or overloaded with loot, like in the code. It will allow that loot to come up as an instance and then disappear, so it's not cluttering the game and so that the game can run smoothly. If you just had tons of loot coming in and you'd go back and it'd still be there, that might be cool, but it's gonna make the game a lot slower, or you're gonna have to figure out a way to circumvent that, really. And the mistake that could be made is you're playing one of these RPGs, you're like an elf ranger and you're walking around and you defeat this cool orc guy, and you find this epic bow. It's a bow that you've always wanted, and you're like, I gotta check this out. So you immediately open up your inventory and you check it out, and you're like, dang, this bow's super cool. The stats are so much better than what I had before. You go to like see how much your old bow costs so you can get rid of that and move on. And then you close out of your inventory and you look and the rest of the loot is gone. Those rest of those ideas as a creator, they're gone and they're nowhere to be found. And you're like, dang it, I should have just grabbed everything right away before it went away. And that's why it can be really good. I've played, there's like Minecraft dungeons. You can play it four players and just pick up all the loot and kind of figure it out later because it's going to disappear. And that's why it's really good to be in a group, like an indie group, making like indie devs, making a game together, or like the story that I'm working on, I've been working on it with my sisters, coming up with those ideas so that we can all grab them before they go away. And if there's an idea that I can't think of, or maybe I don't want to grab because I'm like, I don't, that idea is floating around, but I don't really want to grab that idea, someone else can. And even if it's not the finalized idea, it helps sometimes lead to something new and something different. Like a lot of inspiration in my story was Legend of Zelda and Lord of the Rings and like Harry Potter and like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So one of the things that we've thought about a lot is like creature design and the creatures that will be there. And a lot of them, it's just kind of throwing out random ideas, like mixing a yak with a bear and seeing like what you get there and coming up with those ideas. And some of them are gonna be not the best ideas, but just writing those down and having them there allows you to push through to the much better ideas, that ideas that are gonna make a huge difference and are really gonna make that story super amazing and really good. I think that's one reason why I really love RPGs and like dungeon crawlers and stuff is it's not just, I love Mario Kart and Super Smash, but it's not just kind of doing the same thing again and again. You're leveling up your character and you're improving, just as like in life, as you work on something, you get better at it. I had a college professor for my head drawing class, and he talks about as you do something more, you get better at it and you enjoy it more and you do it more and you get better at it and you enjoy it more and you do it more and you get better at it. And it's kind of the spiral going up and up. But as you stop doing something, you're not enjoying it as much because you're not as good at it, and you just kind of go down and down and down. So it's important that with the skills that we're wanting to work on, like I really want to get better at Blender. So took on a project from a friend of mine, making a cool animation about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I learned so much about lighting and composition and setting up a shot and getting that motion and kind of jumping between different camera angles. And it was just kind of by diving in and not analyzing it, like, how can I best do this? It was just kind of jumping in and experimenting. And along with gathering ideas, when you're first starting on an idea, like drawing something or making something in 3D, a lot of times just experimenting, or if it's a new tool, like if you're new to Blender or you're new to Maya or to Clip Studio or Procreate or whatever, you just start and you experiment and you draw random scribbles and you try drawing shapes and you just have fun with it, because that's how you're gonna get to know that tool. If you think about when you were a little kid, your parents probably weren't like, hey, here's a crown, draw like the Mona Lisa right now. And you're like, oh, okay. No, they just kind of handed you that crown and you were able to just kind of go at it, draw little people like based on your family and just make it more of a fun thing. And that's something I've been working on doing, is making drawing more of something that is fun and enjoyable and something that I love doing. And I found that it comes with, for me at least, with telling a story through my art and the stories that I've been working on, being able to create art for those. Even when I was in college, trying to apply the things that I want to do and the stories I want to tell to my projects helped me to enjoy those projects a lot more. Like one of those that I talked about, the story in a couple of episodes back, Tanuki Hero. It's kind of like cyberpunk tech nostalgia vibe, I guess. Tons of friends fighting against demons with like Game Boys and VR headsets and Guitar Hero guitars. And for one of my projects in my digital illustration class, we had to make 20 characters. And I was like, well, at least, it was like eight or 10 of those, or like at least eight or 10 of these, I want to make into the characters that will be for the story. So I did that. And it was really cool trying to figure out their aesthetics and what kind of clothes they wear and their style and what colors I was going to be using. And then the rest of the characters, I just kind of did some random characters. I did like a cool, like modern, like AU version of No Face. So just really cool to try that out and not hammer myself down or paint myself into a corner and be like, I gotta do it this way. I was able to be much more free and be like, I just want to make characters for this story and see where that goes. And a lot of inspiration has come from people that I know. And it's been really cool to see that. Like with the story, the Tanuki Hero story, I decided to design a character based off my older brother, my oldest brother. And he has autism. And I was trying to figure out how to work that into a character. And I think there's stories that have done that super well, like Fantastic Beasts with Newt and someone that isn't able to communicate with the outside world as well, and who finds much more comfort in his creatures and stuff. And one of the things when designing this character, it was really cool to look back on the experiences I've had with my brother and the amazing example that he's been to me and the amazing person that he's been. And just how special he is. And I think that was really cool. And to take a story and take people from my own life and apply them to that story and be like, hey, what difference have these people made in my life? And how will that impact this story? And it really, in a lot of ways, decided where that story was gonna go. By putting its character in there, I realized where that story was gonna end up going. And it was just really cool because before it was kind of like this really cool story. And it's like this thing that writers do all the time. They're like, I'm not quite sure how this is going to end. I haven't written an ending. Like, I'm just going to go on forever, like 12 seasons. I don't know, like Naruto or something. It's just going to keep going and going and going. But really deciding with creating that character, I realized this is where it can go. It can be this really profound thing. Reflecting life, and I think that's something that Studio Ghibli does really well, just showing life and how wondrous just normal life can be. So yeah, it's been really cool. So next time when you're on that oriental rug and you find that crumb, just keep picking up those crumbs and store them away for later for your creative project. Keep gathering those ideas. Don't say no in that brainstorming stage, because it's gonna stop you. Just take in what you can, like Pac-Man, just kind of waka 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 all around and take all of those cookies or whatever they are, the little dots. And sometimes you'll find the ones that are a bit larger and they're gonna give you that superpower and allow you to make an amazing story, an amazing impact. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Rupees Over Ramen, talking about idea generation and concepting and brainstorming. I really love the creative process and how it applies to us in our lives and the difference that it can make for us. And I hope that you guys apply this in your own creative passions and creative projects, to brainstorm in that open mode and allow those ideas to come and have fun with it. And if you want to see some of those ideas from the story, you can check out my Instagram at James Candyland, or you can check out the YouTube channel, and all those links will be below. Thank you guys again so much for coming along. See you guys next time. Peace.